You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Sunday the 24th of June. It's very much the calm after the Royal Ascot storm, but still plenty of racing. Live on Racing Radio, we get the Hexham, Pontefract, Worcester and Goran Park over in Ireland. It's live on Racing Radio throughout the afternoon, 1:40 p.m. the time it all gets underway. But they're here on the podcast. My name's John Gibby, joined in the studio by Paddy Aspel. Hello Paddy, how are you?
Yeah, good form. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. And obviously, Royal Ascot this week. Have you enjoyed it? What have your highlights been?
I've really enjoyed it. I think the American horses have bombed out pretty badly. Mm. They've had one winner, haven't they? But I just think the racing style is... I mean, even that winner the other day, it only just hung on. Generally, if you were to have a UK jockey jump out and ride a horse like that, literally he pushed it all the way. Mm. I know he only picked the stick up literally right on top of the line, but it's just amazing. But you know, I mentioned here when I done a podcast last week about the American horses' gait speed and how quick they were into stride. You know, like that winner the other day, they can nick races with just their sheer power early on. They can just get away a little bit, but it's not been happening this week. Mm. And you know, it's been a home show, and apart from a fantastic winner for Jesse yesterday and some Aidan O'Brien winners as well also, and the other fact that we spoke about in the studio earlier on about Sir Michael, it took him so long to get to this record of being, you know, the most leading trainer of all time at the Royal Ascot, and then he goes and has a half full of winners this week. So yeah, you know, it's just typical of racing. But no, I've really enjoyed it. I thought the Godolphin horse, his name has slipped my mind now, that William Buick won on the other day, that beat the Charlie Hills horse. I thought that was a real good effort, because you know, he's a very, very good horse, the Hamdam horse, and he came by him like he was stood still in a fashion. I thought it was a very, very good effort. It's been fantastic all round. I mean, the weather's held up, so we've had consistent ground. We've had winners come from all parts of the track. So, you know, because this draw bias, you know, they haven't really sampled the right under the stand side rail even. But it's been very spread out. We've had winners coming from all sort of parts of the track, so that's been good. And no, I've really enjoyed it, and it's been a fantastic standard and great winner, as I said, for Jesse Harrington. And you know, horse taking a second off the course record, you know, it's phenomenal.
Good quality competitive racing this week at Ascot, of course. Yeah, that run from Alpha Centauri in the Coronation Stakes was fantastic as well. We now turn our attention to Sunday's racing. As usual here on the podcast, Paddy, you've picked out two selections for us, and I believe they were run at Pontefract.
Yeah, I had a look at Hexham, and there was nothing really standing out, so there's some competitive enough racing at Ponty tomorrow. Some good money on offer. We've got a listed race also for the fillies, and we've also got another one, the Marathons, which I have selected in. But my first one was for a team that's in very, very good order just now in Les Ayres. I'm pretty sure I checked earlier, and you know, on a Saturday to be top of the hot trainers list is a good effort for a relatively small stable. But Les Ayres is that man, and his team are in real good order just now, and I've gone for Côte d'Azur here. Luke Morris is booked. He has got top weight to carry, but since they put the hood on, this horse has looked like he's really on the comeback just now. He's on a handy mark. That was a real good effort at York last time. I think he'll get the treatment here from Luke Morris, because I can see him very positive on this horse tomorrow. Like I said, he is drawn quite nicely, and although he has got plenty of weight to carry, it's a small field, he might just be able to boss the job a little bit here and get himself back to winning ways. But as I said, I always do like to follow a yard in form, and that comment certainly applies to Les Ayres just now. So I think off a mark of 90, he is competitive again, and a very, very positive jockey booking in Luke Morris. A rare ride for the yard, I'd have said, but team are in form, and I think a big run for me is on the cards here.
Cote d'Azur for Les Ayres and Luke Morris then in that 3 o'clock at Pontefract, that handicap over a mile and a quarter, the first of Paddy's selections. And what about your second selection?
Second one, as I said, was in the long distance event of the day, and I'm going to go for 2-time course winner now, Becky de Thatcher. I actually won the race when she was well back 3 runs ago, and she finished second behind Weems Point there, but it was on much softer ground, almost borderline heavy, and just got beat ahead that day and just got rolling a bit too late. But I'd have said it was still a hell of a run on the ground, because she's shown much improved form on much drier ground the last twice, and won very well at Carlisle on quick ground 2 runs ago, and then last time Franny Norton rode her off a very light weight again. I rode in that race, strongly run event, and she probably ended up getting to the front just as early as she wanted to, really, because she was doing nothing the last furlong on the run to the line, and the second really pressed her that day, but she was always holding him and was just really hanging fire a little bit. And Franny did have to get hard on her, but I felt although the winning margin wasn't very big, she was value for more, because she was only doing the bare minimum, and she's got a bit more on now because her mark has crept up to 66. But she's a strong traveller, obviously showing a liking for the track, and the Mickey Hammond team are in very good order. We've seen Franny actually ride a winner for Mickey earlier on today at Redcar, so his team are fitting well. As I said, Franny knows her now, got a featherweight of 8 stone too, and I think we'll have the race run to suit again, and I don't think the hat-trick is out of the question here. And I'd imagine, because she is going up in grade, or up in the handicap and up in grade ever so slightly again, she should be a backable price.
Becky the Thatcher then for Paddy in that 4 o'clock, that stairs race at Pontefract. They'll have their stairs races over at Ponty, and there's another one coming up on Sunday afternoon. Be another racing podcast coming up tomorrow. Join us then. Join us for Racing Radio on Sunday. That starts at 1:40 p.m. And Paddy, thanks for being with us today.
No props.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.